this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. It is in with pleasure and in the spirit of humility that I will give you a report on the presentations of the film for this course in the Spanish language to some of the countries in South America and Mexico. It was a sort of a combination of the presentation of the film and also face-to-face contact with the public. But first, we are thankful to our Heavenly Father for the many doors He opened for us in that vast continent of South America, Central America, and also Mexico. The best way that I can describe to you, my dear brethren, is that those people in those countries that I mentioned to you were just like a little bird in a cage that for many centuries has been in the condition of a slavery, ignorance, under the control of the Babylon system. And all of a sudden, someone opened the door or the cage, and the bird just flew away into freedom. But that someone that opened the door over the cage was our Lord. And for the thousands of letters that we receive at the dawn continuously, we have indication that the Lord is indeed blessing the effort. We also appreciated the prayers of the brethren on our behalf. We are thankful to the Dawn Brethren that sponsor the presentations, and also thankful to Brother George and Sister Florence Tabak for the preparation of the film. The duration of the mission was about 5 weeks and a half. My companion for this commission or mission was Brother Fernando Duena from Peru, a consecrated and faithful Christian. In all, 13 presentations were made to the public, and 2 presentations were made to the family and friends of Brother Fernando from Peru. In the following city and country, the presentation was made. 2 presentations in Trujillo, Peru, Saturday and Sunday. 2 presentations in Lima, Peru, again, Saturday and Sunday. 2 presentations in Maipú, Santiago, Chile. 3 presentations in Argentina area, 1 in Monte Grande, 1 in Kimberley, and 1 in Berritegui, Argentina. 2 presentations in
Montevideo, Uruguay, two presentations in Guadalajara, Mexico. 36,000 pamphlets were printed and given to the public on the streets, most of the time by Brother Fernando and myself. I would like to show you some of the pamphlets which we had printed and give it to the public. We tried a different format to see which one would pull the most. This was given in Trujillo, Peru. This one in Lima, Peru. The other one was given in Santiago, Chile. This one here in Monte Grande, Argentina. This one here in Kimberley, Argentina. This one over here in Berritegui, Argentina. This one in Montevideo, Uruguay. This one in Mexico City at the Planetarium. This one in Guadalajara, Mexico. Also, seven newspaper display advertisement were placed in the local newspaper, and I'll show you some of them. This one was in Trujillo, Peru, on Saturday, on Sunday, also in Trujillo, Peru. This one in Lima, Peru. Again in Lima, Peru on Sunday. This one in Argentina. And this one in Montevideo, Uruguay. Also, 200 posters were printed and we passed them on the walls near the city, near the location rather, where the presentation was made. And also a huge banner, 20 feet long by 5 feet in height, was always displayed in front of each hall. The attendance or the people that came to see the presentation were 2,120. Out of this amount, we collect 605 names and address of the people which expressed the desire to receive the free booklet that we offer at the end of the presentations. And out of the 605 people, about 310 of them expressed the desire to have a personal contact with us and also were very, very interested in what we believe. Due to the poor conditions and poor facility, in most of those countries, it was a lot of work, lot of hard work to make all the preparations. But it was a thrilling experience, and we enjoy every minute. The presentation of the film was about 1 hour. But Brother Fernando and I spent many, many hours speaking to the people and answering the many questions, all related to the film and to the truth. In Trujillo, Peru, among the 350 people that were there, there were four men, very, very interested, and they told us that they meet with 30 other people to study the Bible in a private home. They were tremendously impressed with the film, and one of them said, and I quote, "This film opened my eyes to the truth of the Bible. They ask us where we meet, where we have our meetings, Bible study, that they wish to come with us." In the same hall, from 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., 22 other people waited their turn to converse with us about the film and our religion. In Lima, Peru, a family of 8 people waited until we had put all our gears together to converse with us again about the film and the truth. One of them said, and I quote, "For 5 long years we have searched for the truth in harmony with the Bible. And I think," one of the gentlemen said, "that a miracle has occurred to us, that the Lord sent us to this place to see the film." He went on to say that the presentation of the film not only was beautiful, but also in harmony with the Bible, that for a long time he has searched in many religions and he never found the truth. Again, the familiar question, where do you meet that we want to come and study the Bible with you? I wish I had 10 of you brethren standing in this hall, especially in Peru, to help us with the people that approach us with the many, many questions. In Santiago, Chile, a very religious and influential lady came to see the presentation. As she walked in the hall, and I greeted her like we did all of them, and I noticed in her face that she was a troublemaker. She sat down to see the film. When the presentation was over, she came to me like a little lamb, and tears in her eyes, to tell me that she had come to the hall to expose us before the public. It went on to say that the film touched her heart and that we really were people of God. She gave me her name and strongly urged me to keep in contact with her that she wants to know more about the truth, and she wished to receive literature and booklet, whatever we have, in the Spanish language. In the same city, during the first presentation, 10 members of a congregation came to see the film. They enjoyed it so much that they and 30 others, members of the same congregation, came to see the film again for the second presentation. All of them give us their coupon to receive the booklet and literature we have in the Spanish language. From Chile, we went to Argentina. At the airport, we were met by some members of the Bergadei class and also the Lupser brethren, which some of you know. It was good to see them. For the presentation in Argentina, we had a full cooperation of the brethren. Time does not permit, my brethren, to give the many details and the many, many experiences we had in those three locations, that is, in Argentina area. Presenting the truth to the public was a pleasure and very rewarding. But in addition, what was accomplished with the public, the presentation of the film created a great encouragement for the brethren. By giving them a copy of the film, now they have another tool for which to work for the witness work, which they themselves intended to do in the area for which they live. For that particular area, I thought it would be a good idea to have two extra days to fellowship with the brethren. And it did work out well because we had a mini convention with them. And then at the end of the convention, we went to a sister's house. She served some refreshment, and we were able to discuss a way that the witness work can be conducted with presentation of the film. Our next stop was Montevideo, Uruguay. In the past, in that city, I had the privilege to visit many of the brethren and people interested in the truth. Prior to my going to Montevideo, I had written a letter to these people that I came in contact, invited them to come to see the presentation of the film. Yes, most of them came to see the film, and it was a beautiful opportunity for them to get to know each other. And with a little encouragement from us, and willing to supply them with the first volumes and other literature, they finally, thank the Lord, decided to have a class and study together in one of the sisters' house. A dear sister that I had met before, very zealous, very dedicated Christians, they don't understand few things relate to the scriptures, such as the Lord's presence, but in time, I'm sure, with the Lord's help, they will be able to grasp and understand fully the meaning of this doctrine, which is very precious to our hearts. Upon my returning to Groton, my home, that is, a beautiful letter from the sister was waiting for me, again to remind me that our house will be open to the brethren to have a study meetings. Our last stop was in Guadalajara, Mexico. There in this city, due to the very costly of the hall, I didn't make any reservations, but I had to rely on the promise of the Lord to open some doors for us. I went to the Lord in prayer and explained to the Lord that in my pocket I had very little money left, and I didn't have any money to pay for the very expensive halls. So the Lord answered the prayer. The following day, the Lord opened the door for us, a beautiful door, in one of the huge square, the piazza they call it, in front of the government building. We met a policeman. I salute him and ask him if he knew of a hall that we can rent a reasonable. He says, I don't know any place, but I can give you the name of a gentleman which will be able to help you. He gave us the name of the gentleman. We went out to see the gentleman. And when he gave the name to me, I said to my friend, this name doesn't sound like a Mexican. The name was Kleeman. He was a Jewish man responsible for all the halls in the city of Guadalajara. He says to me, you speak Italian, you speak Spanish with an Italian accent. Yes, I am Italian. Let's converse in Italian language because Italy my second home. And he went on Italian language. Now listen, my friend, he says, it's fine to talk about the language here, but how about the hall? Don't worry about it, he says. All I had to do was make a telephone call. Sure enough, he made a telephone call. He called the superintendent of the planetarium. When we arrived at the planetarium, the man in charge of the planetarium, you have no idea what he wanted to do for us, because when this man speaks, people jump. We had a beautiful planetarium on our disposal. We had the capacity of 150 people that came to see the presentations. And the next presentation, they also gave us another hall in the city. And it was a beautiful presentation because about 95 of the people that came over to see the presentation, they came with a Bible in their hands. They were Bible scholars. And we had a beautiful opportunity to talk to them about the truth and the possibility of class in that city is very, very good. We are in contact with them, and we hope that eventually we'll be able to visit them again and be able to help them to have a little study over their own in that part of the world. My brother, my time is up. I don't have a time to continue. Remember those brethren in your prayers. We did our best with the presentation of the film in a humble way to plant just little seed. Now it is top of the Lord to make it grow. And remember them in our prayers. We are thankful that the presentation of the film was very successful, and the honor and glory go to the Lord and the prayers of the brethren.
Before we close with the reading of the songs in the night and then asking Brother Joe to dismiss us with a word of prayer, just a couple of announcements. First of all, I want to remind everyone that there is adult family swimming.